Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Learn what you're doing. Don't just jump into something without understanding what it's all about. A lot of people, they'll go to a real estate seminar, Joe, and come out of it with 10 pounds of stuff, and they think they're going to be a real estate millionaire the next day.
Best ever listeners, I'm so excited to share today's sponsor with you. It's Eastern Union Funding and Arbor Realty Trust. If you're in the multifamily space, you likely recognize these names, but have you used them? I'm guessing if you haven't, then you probably know someone who has. I can tell you personally, we have used Mark Belsky. He is a point person at Eastern Union Funding as a partner with us, and he has helped us secure debt for actually a deal we closed on this month. And we've worked with him. In addition, my clients, my program, my consulting program have worked with him to successfully close on deals. When we were starting out, Ashcroft was starting out, we had somewhat of a track record, but we weren't fully as established with our investor network. I went to him and we secured some equity, $500,000 in equity to fund one of our deals. While he works with more institutional partners, you know, he's brought $200 million in equity over the last 12 months. He was able to help us out there, and we've built a relationship with him and Eastern Union Funding ever since. So if you need equity for your deal and you have a track record, then he's your point person. His number is 212-897-9875. If you need debt, then he partners up with Arbor on a lot of transactions. So if you're a multifamily borrower who wants agency or bridge debt, then that's the team to work with. We have worked with their team, both Eastern Union and Arbor, on deals. And people who have purchased our deals, purchased deals from us, have used Arbor, as well as my clients in my consulting program. They've used it. So this is a recommendation that comes from firsthand experience. And the last thing I'll say about working with Mark Belsky at Eastern Union is that if you need a loan guarantor but don't have that track record quite yet, then Mark can look at what you've, the deal you've got, and assuming it checks out, he can make introductions to people he knows as potential loan guarantors for your deal. So debt, equity, and potentially loan guarantors. All you need, well, you need to find a deal, obviously. But besides that, you know, the other main components of the deal they can help you out with. So talk to Mark Belsky. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com. And his phone number, 212-897-9875. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. And first off, I hope you're having a best ever weekend, because today is Sunday. We are doing a special segment called Skill Set Sunday, where you're going to come away with a skill that you will either have honed even more since you listened to this, or perhaps you'll acquire it because you didn't have the skill. And we're going to be talking about a couple different things. One is, if you're a doctor, police officer, firefighter, our guest is going to tell you how you can get great deals on real estate. The topic is Heroes Come First. And we're also going to talk about how to verify mortgages, PMI, and escrows. And who knows where the conversation will take us from there. But those are some specific skills that you'll have at the end of our conversation. So with us today, talk through that, Jordan Goodman. How you doing, Jordan?
Great to be with you again, Joe.
Yeah, nice to have you back on the show. And a little bit about Jordan. He's been on the show two other times. One is episode 499, titled "This Trick Will Pay Down Your Mortgage in a Few Years." And another is episode 858, "How to Verify Mortgage Payments and Score Big Refunds." So we actually covered the mortgage thing on the last one, so we'll focus on the heroes come first. If you're curious about the verifying mortgage payments, etc., then feel free to listen to episode 858. So with that being said, Jordan, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit of a refresher about your background, then we'll dive into the heroes come first.
So I've been a personal finance journalist for about 40 years. I was at Money Magazine for 18 years, NBC News for 9 years, Marketplace on Public Radio for 6 years. I've done 13 books on different aspects of personal finance, including a lot of real estate things. My website is moneyanswers.com, and I've got lots of resources there. I do the Money Answers radio show, got a Money Answers YouTube channel, so I'm there to help people with all their financial questions.
40 years of being a personal financial journalist, what are some bad pieces of advice that you've seen out there?
Well, usually it comes in the get-rich-quick category, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. Lately, it's been cryptocurrencies. You invest in Bitcoin, you're going to be able to retire the next day, and other cryptocurrencies, things like that. People want to believe these things, but it's usually not true. So I would say that's the general category of bad advice I see all the time.
Get-rich-quick stuff. And in terms of good, solid advice that you've seen the more successful people implement in their business, what would you say falls into that category?
Learn what you're doing. Don't just jump into something without understanding what it's all about. A lot of people, they'll go to a real estate seminar, Joe, and come out of it with 10 pounds of stuff, and they think they're going to be a real estate millionaire the next day. It doesn't work that way. Real estate can be very profitable, but it takes some knowledge. It takes a network of people to kind of make it happen. So don't expect kind of instant success, which is what everybody's looking for. And that's why you've seen a lot of people over the years sell all kinds of enticing real estate programs, and most people don't either implement them at all or give up on it and never succeed.
What are your thoughts on trying to time market cycles as real estate investors? I mean, you've been a financial journalist for 40 years, so you've clearly been a part of some cycles.
Seen some big ups and some big downs. Just about 10 years ago that we had the beginning of the financial meltdown, where real estate led on the way down. Before the official meltdown of Lehman Brothers and AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, real estate had already been contracting for about 2 years. So it's not as though it happens one day. These are cycles that you can kind of get a sense of on the way up and the way down. And frankly, right now, I think it depends on the city, but some things are definitely slowing down. Where I am in the New York area, sales are about down 20-25% over a year ago because of the new tax law change. It's much more expensive on an after-tax cost basis to own real estate than it did before, and you don't get the full value of those mortgage deductions, state and local income taxes, property taxes, things like that. So it's definitely affected the real estate market. In some areas like Seattle, San Francisco, it's still super hot, but I'm seeing signs of slowdowns already. And the mortgage market, fewer mortgage applications, nobody's refinancing their mortgages because rates have gone up. So I'm definitely seeing some signs of slowdown, but not the kind of surge we had before and the crash we had 10 years ago.
Have you interviewed a bunch of people over 40 years in the industry?
Yeah, like hundreds, basically.
What's an interview that stands out?
Related to real estate specifically.
Yeah, related to real estate specifically.
There's a guy named Mitch Steffen I interviewed recently, who kind of like you, kind of came up not knowing real estate, learned about it, and has a huge portfolio of income-earning houses, and he shows people how to do it.
Oh, yeah, My Life in a Thousand Houses author.
That's right.
Yeah, great book. Very entertaining book.
Yeah.
That book's come up a couple times recently.
I'll give you another one. There's a guy named Lance Edwards, who's called Big Money in Small Apartments. And his whole thing is to buy small apartment buildings, either 4 units up to maybe 20, and do very, very well building a portfolio of income-producing properties. So people have kind of specialties that have worked for them. They teach to other people. So those are just two of many examples of people that do it right and are successful in real estate.
All right, so let's talk about Heroes Come First. What is Heroes Come First?
So Heroes Come First is a program where heroes get big discounts on buying and selling homes and mortgages. Now, heroes are defined, Joe, as doctors or anybody in the medical field, dentists, police, firemen, EMTs, military, either current military or veterans, clergy, educators, things like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Helping professions. And it's nice to say thank you for your service, but this is actually giving them money, which is much better. So the website they go to is heroescomefirst.com. And there are two things. When you buy a home or sell a home through a real estate agent associated with Heroes Come First, you get a rebate of 1/4 of their real estate commission, which can be thousands of dollars depending on the price of the home. So that saves you money right there. And then when you buy a home and get a mortgage, they give you discounts on mortgage rates and all the closing costs, points and fees involved, appraisals, escrow, legal fees, just a whole bunch of different things that they give you discounts. Now you have to go through the people that are associated with that program, both the realtors and the escrow agents and the lending firms and so on. But there's a real way of giving back to people who often don't get much of a financial reward for being heroes. So again, they can find out more about it at heroescomefirst.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-437-6114. And that's helped a lot of people who have a hard time. I mean, just say the military alone. They have a hard time with what they earn, able to afford a mortgage or buy a home. It helps a lot of those people get into homes they wouldn't be able to afford otherwise.
When you speak at a conference and there's a Q&A session, what are some typical questions that are asked of you?
About this particular or other?
Others, yeah.
What I hear a lot today is, how do I earn a decent yield on my money? People have money sitting in the bank in checking accounts, CDs, savings accounts, pretty much earning zero or certainly less than 1%. So where can I earn a decent yield on my money today without having to take huge risks? That's a question I get all the time. And I've got a good answer for it if you'd like the answer.
What's the answer?
The answer are what are called secured real estate funds, because those pay an 8% yield over a one-year time frame. You get monthly checks if you like, or you can reinvest and have it compound at 8%. There's a website for that too, securedrealestatefunds.com. They got a phone number too, 888-444-2102. Now, this is what are called crowdfunding funds. So they get money from the investor. Minimum is $5,000 in one-year hold. And then they pool the money, and then they lend short-term to commercial real estate projects all over the country. Different kinds, medical buildings, apartment buildings, assisted living, student housing, all kinds of different projects. And the people who've been running this fund have been doing this for 30 years, and they're very careful about who they lend to. So it's a way of getting a current income. The price of the shares doesn't really fluctuate up or down. It stays pretty much at $10 a share. So there's a way without having to take any basically principal risk to earn 8% of your money as long as you can put in $5,000 and hold it in there for a minimum of 1 year.
What do you personally invest in?
I have that. I have a diversified portfolio of stocks. I do some really conservative things like real estate investment trusts and master limited partnerships. And I do some aggressive things. I do some high-tech stocks. Lately, I've been doing some cannabis stocks. I dabble in options a little bit. So I kind of do some conservative stuff and some aggressive stuff.
What was the thing you said after REITs?
Master Limited Partnerships, MLPs.
What's a Master Limited Partnership?
Master Limited Partnership is a publicly traded company that typically owns oil and gas pipelines that bring the oil and gas from the fields where it's discovered to the refineries. So they have a huge capital investment to put the pipelines in, but once they're in, it's like a toll road, and they're collecting money as the oil and gas is being transmitted through their pipes. So they have yields of 4, 5, 6%, and they don't trade up and down that much, but it's a nice way of getting a decent yield, which you can reinvest, and it trades more on the transmission cost of oil and gas than the price of oil and gas itself. So I've got several of those that worked out quite well.
Why REITs?
REITs are a way to buy institutional real estate. You can have different kinds. You can have them regionally, like just Washington, D.C. area, or just retail, or just office buildings, or just apartment buildings. There's different kinds. They are interest rate sensitive vehicles. So when rates go up, they go down. When rates go down, they go up in general. So you have to kind of realize that. But you can get some pretty decent yields on REITs. And the advantage of a REIT is that they are not taxed at the corporate level as long as they distribute 90% of their income to their shareholders. So you get a bit of a tax break. That's why the yields can be higher, because they're not paying corporate taxes. And the same is true of master limited partnerships as well, by the way. They're not taxed at the corporate level. Only you as a shareholder pay tax on whatever dividends you receive from either a REIT or an MLP.
Have you looked into investing in private deals? And have you invested in any private deals as a limited partner or a joint venture?
I have not done that, actually. I know people that do it. I don't have the kind of bandwidth to do all the due diligence on it that in many cases is necessary. That's why the secured real estate fund kind of does it for me. And I'd rather have them do it and be more passive. And you can do really well being active the way you are, but it's just not the way I'm kind of put together. I'm doing radio shows, writing books, and doing all the things all the time. And REITs do something similar. You have a professional manager managing it for you.
What's the latest book you wrote?
The latest book I wrote is called Master Your Debt, Slash Your Monthly Payments and Become Debt Free. And that's the one when we talked about in the earlier episode about the mortgage optimization strategy to pay your mortgage off in 5 to 7 years instead of 30 years. And I've got all kinds of other things in there about improving your credit and how to get the best mortgage and credit score. It's all about the whole world of credit and debt.
And that's episode 499, and then also episode 858. Jordan talks about verifying mortgage payments. Anything else that we haven't talked about that you think we should discuss as it relates to information that real estate investors would be interested in?
I've created a special landing page for your folks that might be helpful for them to take a look at, which is go.moneyanswers.com/best REI. So there's some links there for them. At my website at moneyanswers.com, I've got all kinds of resources and videos. I've got a YouTube channel and links, and just, I take questions from people. So I'd just love to be a resource to help all your folks, and got quite a few emails from your last show to help them make sound decisions in real estate. If you do it right, it can really work well. You just don't want to overextend yourself or get into something you're not really familiar with. Understand it really well before you actually go into action.
Jordan, thanks so much for being on the show talking about the different aspects of, well, bad advice you've heard and good advice that you've heard, as well as the Heroes Come First program and some miscellaneous other things that we discussed. So thanks for being on the show again. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Do you need debt for your deal, equity for your deal, or maybe a loan guarantor to help you get qualified for the financing? Talk to Mark Belsky. His number is 212-897-9875. That's 212-897-9875. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com. Feeling lost on your roadmap to wealth? Tune in to the newly launched REI Foundation podcast, where hosts Jason and Peely give you all the steps and missteps towards achieving your investing dreams. Featuring interviews from top industry professionals, make sure you listen and subscribe to REI Foundation podcast at thereifoundation.libsyn.com.